أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we journey on in the various traditions of life, on how to lead a life, on how the Prophet and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, have explained various aspects of the life of this transient world to us. Today we want to look at a very short tradition which comes to us from the Messenger of Allah on how we should act within the society and how we need to fulfill our responsibilities in every step of our life. The Messenger of Allah has said the following: Indeed, Allah the High loves that when one of you does an action, that you do it properly. This very short tradition and the various examples we have in the life of the Prophet show us the importance of ensuring that we do every job to the most complete and perfect way that we as human beings can do. Unfortunately, sometimes people take shortcuts in life. You know, maybe we have a project at work, we have an assignment at school, maybe we have something around the house to do, some handiwork. Or maybe even at the mosque, we've been asked to come in, or we ourselves volunteer to clean or to paint or to vacuum or to do the gardening or to take care of some responsibility. Human nature perhaps forces us to try to take shortcuts, to do things in an easier, quicker way, not realizing that we may not actually be able to fulfill the full requirement. And so as the Prophet tells us that whenever any of us wants to do anything, that we need to ensure that we do it properly the first time around. We're told in the traditions that even when the Messenger of God, when his son passed away in infancy, and he was burying him with his own hands, digging the grave, placing the body of his own son in the grave, that he was very particular in how he dug the grave and how he covered the body with dirt. In fact, the companions around him said to him, O Messenger of God, that this is just a grave that you're, you know, digging, that you're covering up. Why to be so particular? Why so much attention to how it looks and how proper it is? And we are told in the historical narrative that this is one of the occasions when he told the companions that any time you want to do something, ensure you do it right the first time and make it proper. And so we as believers need to also follow this in our life. Again, at work, we're sure that we do it when we have a project, when we have an assignment at work. We ensure that we don't cut corners, that we do the best job that we can. When we're at school and we have a project or an essay or something to complete, I'm sure we try not to cut corners. We try to do the most perfect job to get the good mark, to be able to pass the exam or to get a good mark in that assignment. And we have to realize that this has to be our way of life in every action, whether it be in terms of the secular or the religious. If we come to the centers and we volunteer our time, let us do things properly, not that we do them not wholeheartedly, and then we have to later be on account, you know, accountable for our actions. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.